Lord's blessing, strength, humility, and provision be with all of you, your family. So I came to the Lord today after prayer with all of us together. We do the Divine Mercy Chaplet and Rosary together at 3 every day. And afterwards I listen to the Lord because He usually has something He wants to share. Today He began, "There is still some looseness in the community. There's work that should be done after Mass that is not getting done. And we are not shipshape yet. After Mass, I want them to go to their workstations and work hard for me. You will enlist them for projects here until they're completed." And I know what He's talking about. "My precious, precious ones, I know you've been fighting an uphill battle with your bodies, the demons, the weather, and self-respect. May I say that your self-respect will grow leaps and bounds as you truly apply yourself to your work in the 2 or 3 short hours before prayer. When you know you have done your best and not slipped around something you didn't want to do. When you know this, you will grow in stature, both in your eyes and in mine. I miss nothing, and I watch how you go about your duties. I especially cherish the cheerful attitudes you embrace, because you are working for me, and nothing you do here will go without a reward. Mother Claire needs your willingness." That's true. "She's reticent to ask you for help, thinking that you might not like it." Isn't that stupid? I can't believe how dumb I am. Claire, that needs to be addressed in you. You cannot do this alone. I pulled that card last week. You can't do this alone. There are things hanging that you should have had done weeks ago. Please put them to work. That's why I gave them to you. Aye, aye, sir. Okay. What about the prison ministry cards he brought up? The Lord brought up. Have you forgotten them? I asked you to get involved in prison ministry just because you can't physically be there. Does not mean you can't contribute. This is me, by the way. Please begin a little group to comfort those you do not have access to, and I will bless this. I said, okay, kind of been confused about this, half guilty and not sure that this is what you wanted since I got shut down as far as prison ministry, the Santa Fe that I applied to. He said, yes, you got shot down, or yes, you're getting opposition because the enemy wants them to feel hopeless, the people in jail. Your words will be anointed to provide hope. That was the end of that thought. He wants us to make little cards with hopeful words in them, which, you know, we can type up and print and then paste into the cards. So that is something you really does want done. My children, you've left the world, have you not? There are customs you continue to indulge in that I would like you to seriously reconsider because they offend me. Ladies, tight clothing that reveals your crotch and hindquarters is very provocative to some men. In fact, you have incited some here on the refuge to commit sin by dressing this way. Please abandon this way of the world and stop offending me in your clothing. I need you to be exemplary as my mother, who was the epitome of purity. Please, no more tight clothing, deep-cut shirts. And gentlemen, I am also asking you not to wear clothing that is revealing and tight. It leaves nothing to the imagination. This is not holy behavior. Saint Joseph would not be caught dead in such attire. You underestimate the power of lust and demons that taunt pure souls with suggestions to commit sin. I did not give you your muscles to show off. They were given to you as part of the Holy Spirit's dwelling in order to do manly work. I would also ask you to refrain from dyeing your hair and to only wear jewelry that is sacramental in nature, bringing you closer to me, reminding you of your commitment. And a telephone on the refuge is a privilege for a specific reason only. You have brought the world in daily through this portal, and it's very displeasing to me every time you do. I say this for your sanctification, because I intend to bring each one of you higher, but I cannot do it until you are free from these vices, which cause scandal to others. I have taught and led you through this vessel, and although there are many good teachers on the internet, they embrace error as well, and you are too young in the faith to recognize when you are eating tainted food. In short, what I give you in your spiritual diet is custom made just for you. If you don't wish to go higher and be trained up as leaders after my own heart, then you should not be here. You should find a place out in the world that allows you to surf the net to your heart's content and drink from the many watering holes out there. But for you to be here is a waste of time unless you hunger after purity that I am giving you. Neither you nor Mother Claire will ever come to be who I've ordained you to be, as long as you draw from other teachers, unless I endorse them to be useful to you. I need you to all hunger and thirst for knowledge, the knowledge I have stored up for you, to the exclusion of all other teachers for the time being. There will be a point in the future when you are mature enough to know the difference, where I will allow other teachers. But I must tell you, the books you have for formation are the cream of the crop, and will not in the least mislead you. I have formed Mother Claire with these very same teachers, and they do not contradict each other. I know I'm asking a lot of you, but I ask you an honest question. Do you want to be holy, pure, and fulfilling your destiny? perhaps of the world where the dregs are. She must be sparkling pure inside, and that is what I have undertaken with you. I want you to look holy and proprietary, to have solid truth in your teachings and understanding, and be an example to all men and women of what holiness looks and sounds like. But are you willing? This is what I want for you, but it requires sacrifice and cooperation. Are you willing? Will you follow me and only me? Do you believe in me and that you have been brought here for the reasons of heaven? Are you